That's right where you are. I want you to lift your hands to Jesus, every single one of you that's watching us right now at home. I feel that the Lord is just touching every single one of you that's engaging the Holy Spirit, even right now, as His presence comes and manifests Himself in your home. You know, the Word of God has been coming so powerfully tonight, and that even right now, as your heart is open, God's empowering you to step into your next position. So what I want you to do, even right now, as Jade has ministered, as Taylor has ministered, as Shantae has ministered, every single time that the Word comes into your heart, it empowers you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So right where you are at home, just lift your hands to Jesus. Every single one of you watching on Facebook, every single one of you watching right now on YouTube, every single one of you on Sky 594, DSTV 341, maybe you're listening on Link FM right now, and you feel the presence of God in your home. I want you to know something, that God is not an idol. He is alive and He lives forevermore. And I believe that even tonight, as you've been tuning in, as you've been engaging, as you've been opening up your heart, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is encountering, right? He's encountering you at home right now in Jesus' name. So just lift up your hands and open your heart even more and just say, come, Lord Jesus, come and touch me. Come and change me. Fill us with your power. Fill us with your fire even right now in Jesus' mighty name. There's some of you that are watching right now and you're at a dead end. You feel like there's no option, there's no way out. I'm here to let you know today that there's a way, there's a truth, and there's a life, and His name is Jesus. Some of you feel like you've got it. You've actually, you don't feel like it. You've received a negative report, and you're saying, God, what now? What do I do? I'm here to let you know. Look unto Him, because He is the one. He is the report that we believe. I even feel this right now. There's somebody watching me. You've got a sickness in your body right now. In the name of Jesus, I curse that sickness. I curse that disease in the name of Jesus. I speak to your body even right now. I send forth the Word of God, and His Word heals in Jesus' name. Even as the Word has been coming forth tonight, the Bible says that He sent forth His Word and it heals. So every time the Word is preached, every time the anointed Word of God goes forth, His healing power is going forth. And I believe right now, God's touching you by His Word. God is healing your body even right now in Jesus' name. Sickness cannot live in your body anymore in the name of Jesus. Today is its expiry date in Jesus' name. I curse COVID-19. I curse cancer. I curse HIV and AIDS. I curse every single sickness and disease that's been plaguing your body in the name of Jesus. Come on, just lift up your hands and take it tonight. Take it by force. It is your reality. It was paid for over 2,000 years ago for you and for me in Jesus' mighty name. Just allow it right now. Receive your healing. Receive that right now in Jesus' name. Divine restoration, divine turnaround in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit doesn't operate in the realm of time. He is outside of that. And even right now, He is touching you. There's no distance in the Holy Spirit. As you open up your heart, He'll come even right now and touch you, change you, turn everything around in the name of Jesus. Because when there is no way, He makes a way. And I feel it in my heart that right now, do not give up. Do not fall by the wayside, but have faith in God, because faith in God brings about the turnaround in Jesus' mighty name. So koroho, every single one of you on Facebook, even now, receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Don't believe the report of the devil, but believe the report of the Lord, because it is your portion tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Kosabra kahasha. Just keep your hands lifted. And what I want you to do right now, I want you to begin to thank God. Thank Him that He's touching you afresh even right now throughout the whole program tonight. Just begin to thank Him. Just open up your heart and give thanksgiving. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving right now. Thank you, Jesus, that you're touching my body. Thank you, Jesus, that you're touching my mind. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And even now, you're quickening my mortal body. God, I thank you for your Word that's alive, that's quick, that's sharp, that's powerful. And even right now, as I'm receiving it into my heart, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that it's going to take me further and foster further in this final hour of time in the name of Jesus. You see, as you begin to offer thanksgiving unto the Lord, the atmosphere begins to shift. You begin to take your portion by force. And there's some of you that are watching tonight, and I feel it in my heart that you've been facing difficulties. I want you to know something. God has given you everything you need in this hour. When He died on that cross, when Jesus paid the price, the fullness became available. available to you, and the fullness became available to me as a child of God. You have a glorious inheritance in Christ Jesus, and today is your day. Tonight is your night to take it by force, to take possession of all that God has made available to you and to me. No longer is your story going to be one of death. No longer is your story going to be one of sickness and disease and ups and downs. But today I see you taking your position in Christ Jesus. I see you taking possession of the fullness of God that's available to you in Jesus' name. If that's you at home right now on YouTube, on Facebook, wherever you're watching right now, I want you to say in the comment section, I'm taking possession. And I want you to write it with exclamation marks. I want you to write it bold. Put some fire signs in the emoji, put some emoji fire signs right there in the comment section on Facebook, on YouTube. Let the devil know that no longer are you going to put up with just walking in half or just walking in not the fullness of God. But today is your day that you're saying, my God, Lord, I want everything that you have for me. I know that you said in your word that the fullness is available to me, and today is my day. You see, we've got to get into this place where we're violent in our faith, where we're aggressive, where we take it by force in Jesus' name. And I see that being your day tonight in Jesus' name. I see that being your night tonight in Jesus' name. I'm busy mixing up everything. But I feel that now, and I feel the prompting of the Holy Spirit, that there's people watching me, that you have no hope. And I want you to know it's not by chance that you tuned in tonight, that you heard Jade preach, that you heard my wife, Taylor, preach, that you heard Shantae preach, and now that you're hearing me. But God has an appointment with you at home, with you listening to Link FM in your car. Today is your day in the name of Jesus. I see you taking possession of the fullness that God has made available to you and to me in Jesus' name. Just take it by force even right now. Take it right now in Jesus' mighty name. The supernatural turnaround is here now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, God is doing something in your life. He is alive and he lives forevermore. He is an all-consuming fire, the Bible says. And he still answers by fire today in 2021. He has not changed. He's the Lord that changeth not. So even as people in days of old called upon him, so today you can call upon him for divine intervention. And I see it taking place in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, just decree it and declare it. I'm taking possession in Jesus' name. That's going to be your story in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, I want to minister to this to you today with the remaining time that I have. I felt it of the Lord to speak to you about taking possession. You see, in Christ, we have a beautiful, glorious inheritance. We have possessions that have been made available to us. But in order to possess our possession, there are keys that we must engage. There's keys that we must take a hold of in order to see the manifestation of them in our lives. And you know, over the last couple of weeks, as we've been living in difficult times, as we've been living in times of a pandemic where people, what they once held onto, was suddenly gone. It showed something that those who believe God, those who have built upon the firm foundation, they have not fallen by the wayside. They have not gone astray, but they have been building continuously upon the word of God, and they're possessing their possession. By what? By faith. Faith makes all things possible. Faith makes all things possible. But I want you to realize something, and there's a key ingredient I want to minister to you tonight, that I wanted to turn on the inside of you. I wanted to grab a hold of you tonight, and that's what's going to empower you to see the turnaround. It's not just normal faith, but it's this thing called violent faith. Violent faith empowers you to possess your possession amidst the most difficult times, amidst conflict, amidst difficulties, amidst trials and tribulations. When you operate in violent faith, it empowers you to take possession of your possession in Christ Jesus. And I see that being your story today in the name of Jesus. Even, you know, as we've been praying throughout today's program, as we've been praying throughout the past Fridays, God, come and burn up every bit of religion. Too often, we're in this place of religion. God, if it's your will, his will is his word. And as you open up the Bible and you see, God, this is your will for my life because your word says it, you need to have violent faith to grab a hold of your possession in Christ Jesus. And today, by the Spirit of God, I feel that being your portion. I see it being your story from today in the name of Jesus. I want you to write this by faith right now in the comment section, on YouTube, on Facebook. My story is changing today. My story is changing today. Whatever you've faced this last week, whatever you might have faced this last month, today as you receive the word of God into your heart, your story is changing today, because faith in God brings a turnaround to every situation, every impossible situation. All things are possible for them that believe. That's what the word of God says. So faith in him, it brings about the turnaround. And I see it coming to your household today in the name of Jesus. I want to read this scripture to you, and it's so powerful. Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12, the Bible says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence." Then it goes on to say something so profound and so powerful. It says, "And the violent take it by force." You see, faith is a force. Faith is also forceful. Pastor Kevin once said that, I think it was a couple Sundays ago, and the moment that he released that, I believe it was from the Holy Spirit. I wrote it down, and I've been dwelling on that. I've been meditating on that fundamental truth, that faith is a force. Write that in the comment section. Faith is a force, but faith is also forceful. The Bible says the violent, they take it by force. You see, today you've got to grab a hold of your possession in Christ. You've got to grab a hold of your inheritance that's been made available to you and take it by force in Jesus' name. I feel even now, something's changing. Something's clicking on the inside of you today to realize God has made everything available to me. It's time to stop allowing seeds of doubt from the enemy to plague your mind. It's time to fill yourself with the mighty word of God and say, God, I want everything that your word says. And today I engage violent faith and I take possession of the fullness in Jesus' mighty name. Get ready to testify. I tell you now, get ready to testify. It's going to be your story in the name of Jesus. You see, faith is the force, listen to this, faith is the force that enables the children of God to take possession of all that God has made available to them here and now. Faith is the force that empowers you as a child of God to take possession of his fullness here and now. See, as David wrote, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." I put it to you tonight that violent faith is what empowers you to taste and see here and now. You see, we don't have to wait until you get to heaven to taste and see. Yes, you're going to. When we're with the Lord in heaven, you're going to taste and see perpetually. But how about now? Right now, you can taste and see that he's good. You don't just have to read it in his word. You can taste and see in your everyday life that he is good. And it's by violent faith that it empowers you to possess this reality. I see this being your story today in the name of Jesus. You see, in order to effectively, listen to this, in order to effectively take possession of your inheritance in Christ, we must possess true Bible faith. I'm talking about the faith that's recorded in Hebrews chapter 11, faith that produces results. That is Bible faith. You see, if someone doesn't have evidence in their life of what the Word of God says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. So faith in God produces evidence in the life of a believer. You see, if your faith doesn't have evidence, Bishop David Oyedepo always says this, it's fake, it's false, it will always produce proofs. And you see, this Bible faith that the Word of God records, when it begins to operate in you, it begins to produce proofs. It begins to produce the possession of the fullness of God in your life here and now. I see that being your story in the name of Jesus. Even right now, lift up your hands at home. Lift up your hands as a family, wherever you're watching. If you're listening right now on Link FM, in your car, lift your hands to Jesus. Father, now, I thank you for an impartation of the spirit of faith. The faith that your word speaks about, God. Even in Hebrews chapter 11, I thank you that impartation of faith is coming upon them today in the name of Jesus. Even those that have been operating faithfully in biblical faith, God, I thank you that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that even now, you're empowering them to enter into that next position in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the spirit of faith now in the name of Jesus. Let it grab a hold of you and pull you out of the miry clay and set your feet on the solid rock in Jesus' name. Ooh, glory to God. You shall possess your possession in this hour, children of God. In the name of Jesus, you shall possess proofs of God's goodness in your life as you operate by faith. If you believe that at home, I want you to shout amen and amen in Jesus' name. You see, faith, listen to this. Faith is the substance that secures the reality of the Word of God in our life. Faith is the substance that secures the reality of the Word of God in our life. See, in this hour, to operate effectively, to truly be the sons of God in this hour, we must be partakers of God's fullness. And we can only become partakers when we possess violent faith. In Jesus' name, violent faith empowers you to taste. It empowers you to possess. It empowers you to partake of His precious promises. I see that being your story today in the name of Jesus Christ. Time is running out on me, but I want to minister this to you as well. Listen to this. Violent faith in its simplicity is simply faith that refuses to waver. It is what you call unwavering faith. And this is what God has been speaking to my heart about. Even as I've had close people to me. My dad, who was in hospital with COVID pneumonia. You see, it's what is on the inside of me. What is the abundance of my heart that I grab a hold of when there's times of trials and tribulations. When my father went into hospital, I was not in fear. I have unwavering faith. I have violent faith on the inside of me. And I said, it cannot happen. He will not die before his time. All shall be well for him in Jesus' name. That's what turned on the inside of me. And people who saw me might have thought, man, you don't have much emotion. Or maybe do you understand what's actually happened? No, I believe what the Word of God says. You see, unwavering faith is what empowers you to take possession of God's fullness in this hour. And part of your possession is the reality of divine health, is the reality of the supernatural power of God being in manifestation, signs, wonders, and miracles. That is your possession, but you can only operate in that reality through unwavering faith, fully persuaded faith. I see that becoming your portion in the name of Jesus. See, unwavering faith has no plan B. Unwavering faith settles with plan A, stays with plan A, and ends with the results of plan A. I see that being your story today in the name of Jesus. You're not just going to read about the goodness of God, but you're going to possess the goodness of God. Through what? Unwavering faith. See, that's how you take possession of all that God has available to you. See, perhaps the best person, the best example of unwavering faith is Abraham. Father Abraham. There's a particular scripture that I've been dwelling on as well. Romans chapter 4 and verse 20. What does the Bible say? It says, he did not waver. He was not moved. He did not waver at the promises of God through what? Through unbelief. But instead, what happened? But was strengthened in faith. Listen to this. And how does the chapter end? Or how does the scripture end? Was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. I want to speak to you about something so powerful, and I want you to write these down. Unwavering faith does two things. Number one, it glorifies your Father in heaven. It glorifies Him. The Bible says, and it gave glory to God because He was unwavering. Even in the face of unbelief, even in the face of what he was seeing, it was contradictory to what God had said, but he was not moved. It was settled. What God has said will be established in Jesus' name. This kind of unwavering faith, this kind of violent faith that empowers you to take possession, it glorifies your Father in heaven. Heathens will look upon you and say, and give glory to God because of your faith in Jesus' name. That'll be your story from today. I pray that you receive it because I'm receiving this even into my own heart, even right now in Jesus' name. So number one, it gives God glory. And number two, it gets God's attention. When you operate in the realm of unwavering faith, when you operate by violent faith, but when you operate by force and you take possession, it gets God's attention on your behalf. The Bible says it was counted unto Abram as righteousness because of his faith. It got God's attention. It pleases Him. Faith pleases God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So today, I even feel right now an impartation of the Spirit of faith. Once more, I feel the impartation. I feel the release coming into your heart today by the Word of God in Jesus' name to operate in this hour by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, I want to end with this, and then I'm going to give you three short keys that I'm not going to expand on because this time has boosted. But I want you to realize something. This is so fundamental. God functions by faith. The devil operates by doubt and unbelief. God functions by faith, but the devil, he operates by doubt and by unbelief. The Bible says what? It says, he did not waver at the promises of God through unbelief. See, unbelief is the opposite of unwavering. The devil wants to do everything he can to sow seeds of doubt. Can you really possess your possession now on earth? Can you really taste and see that God is good? Can you really walk in your inheritance now on this earth? And you see, doubt, it digs up every single seed of faith that's been sown in the soil of your heart. But I see that not being your story today in Jesus' mighty name. As you hold up the shield of faith, every single fiery arrow, every single fiery dart of doubt, it's being quenched today by the shield of faith in the name of Jesus Christ. If you believe it, I want you to lift up your hands and take it right now in Jesus' mighty name. See, functioning by unwavering faith empowers you to violently lay hold of your glorious inheritance in Christ Jesus. It gives the devil no chance to bamboozle you. It gives the devil no chance to make you doubt or to be in unbelief. It empowers you to be unwavering and to say, Father, your word says it, I believe it, and that settles it. Just as Abraham was not moved in the sight of unbelief, in the sight of contradictory circumstances, he believed God and it was counted to him as righteousness. I see that even now becoming your story at home in the name of Jesus. Quickly, let me end with these three keys and then I'm going to pray with you. How to effectively take possession of all that God has made available to you and me. How to effectively take possession of all that God has made available to you and to me. Quickly, listen to this. Number one, write it down. Permanently function by faith. We've alluded to that throughout this whole sermon, but I want you to write it down. That's the fundamental. Faith is the catalyst that makes things happen in the life of the believer. Without faith, you cannot function in the fullness of God. So firstly, how to effectively take possession of all that God has made available to you. Number one, permanently function by faith. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, in the latter half, it's no longer I who lives, but Christ, the Messiah, who lives in me. And the life I now live, I live in the body. I live by faith in, by adherence to, and reliance on, and complete trust in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. See, we must permanently function by faith in order to effectively take possession of your possession in Jesus' mighty name. Number two, quickly listen to this and write it down. We must actively engage the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You must actively engage the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 17, the Bible says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. John chapter 16 and verse 13, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into what? Into all truth. The Holy Spirit, when engaged, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation, who is the source of all wisdom and all revelation, when you engage him and allow him to guide you, he guides you into all truth. And it's the truth that sets you free. Today, I see you taking possession of all that God has made available to you today in the name of Jesus. Engaging the Holy Ghost empowers us to receive supernatural revelation, and divine revelation is what grants us access to our wonderful possession in Christ Jesus, and it also enables you to possess it. I pray this is blessing you because I know I've gone on too long, but I'm getting my heart stirred, and I see all of you online that are getting blessed as well. Lastly, and let me end with this, and I'm going to pray. Number three, consistently enlighten yourself through the scriptures. Ephesians 1:8, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may what? Ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Psalm 119 and verse 30, the entrance of your word gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. You see, it's when we consistently enlighten ourselves with the word of God that we are enlightened to our inheritance. Because what you don't know, you can't possess. But when you understand that the word of God gives light, it enlightens you to your inheritance. It enlightens you to your portion. It enlightens you to the possession that's been made available to you. You are therefore empowered to lay a hold of all that God has made available to you in the name of Jesus. Quickly, those three keys again, write them down. We must permanently function by faith. Number two, we must actively engage the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And number three, we must consistently, listen to that, consistently, consistency is key, consistently enlighten ourselves through the scriptures. It is what empowers you to lay a hold of all that God has made available to you and to me. Right now, lift up your hands at home. as a family, lift up your hands. If you're watching with your kids at home, lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you even now for an impartation of the spirit of faith once more. Fill them afresh in Jesus' name. Let the faith of God rise up in their hearts. Let it take hold of everything that they are and lift them up in Jesus' mighty name. Because we decree, it's not over for you. Next generation, we decree, arise and shine, for your light has come. Take possession of all that God has made available to you in Jesus' mighty name. For this is the hour, says the Lord, to make yourself manifest as sons of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you just give God praise for 30 seconds wherever you are at home? Just lift him up and give him glory that even now you're entering your next position, that even now you're stepping forward into your glorious destiny, that even now he is taking you from where you once were and leading you to everything that he has for you in Jesus' mighty name. Glory to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you for every person that was tuned in today. We decree that they are blessed in the name of Jesus. We're so thankful that you tuned in today. I know I went on for a bit long, but I know that today you were blessed in Jesus' name. Or tonight, rather, you were blessed by every single person who was anointed by God in this hour to preach the word. I know that it stirred you and it took you to your next position. Hey, we can't wait to see you. Same time, same place. Next week, Friday, it's going to be powerful. I want to encourage you. Let somebody know. Share the next with someone. Let them know, hey, join me at my home next week, Friday, and let's watch it together and be empowered for all that God has for us. But until then, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Remember, the next is here and the next is now.